his shoes. James went outside, walked to his car to go for a ride. An early morn, like all the rest, destination, go to breakfast. Sat in a booth, James ordered a meal. Out the window parked an automobile. Nobody noticed or gave a glance. In the car was a man wearing no pants. James ate his waffle and ate his eggs. A regular man with two arms and legs. There was commotion, behind was a door. James thought some plates had just hit the floor. In the next moment, James saw with his eyes an AR-15 dispensing demise, held by a guy half naked and white, shooting brown folks on the left and right. Time had come, the one we fear. James had not prepared for in all his years. Killer approached, nowhere to run. James did not blink, he grabbed the hot gun. Two men met, a tug of war. James pulled the weapon till it hit the floor. The man he turned, the man he fled. James Jr. was burned, but he was not dead. Four people perished, one woman, three men. Friends and family can't see them again. Remember their faces, remember their names. Akilah de Ebony, Joe and Tarion. Four more injured, but they'll be okay. Everyone was was traumatized that day. Now the first name of the hero is known. Stopped a massacre with no gun of his own.